Welcome back to another episode of Extra Credit, a weekly podcast from the National Association of Credit Management, where you can expect to hear from different credit professionals each Friday. We'll help you stay informed about the latest in the B2B credit world. My name is Jami Gote, an editorial associate here at NACM. Now let's dive into this week's top stories. Collecting important project information for payment documents, like preliminary notices or lien waivers, can pose a widespread challenge across the construction industry. Without sufficient and accurate job information, a company's ability to secure payment through a mechanic's lien or bond for their projects may be in jeopardy. Construction credit professionals can use a special document with essential project information, allowing the ability to preserve their lien rights and get paid. This document is known as a job information sheet. Isaac Cotilla is a credit support manager at Insulation Distributors. He recently reworked forms on his job account process to remove additional data that was not necessary for what was required of their company.
Before, on our form, we would have additional data that really wasn't necessary for what we were requiring the form for. So I guess if, in terms of a job information sheet or we set up a job account, we really only need the details that are able to secure the funds that we're issuing for that specific project. So the form before would have some additional data, which really wasn't necessary to secure those rights. So we went through our form, removed some of that language, and really dwindled it down to what exactly do we need? Why is it needed?
Some credit professionals think job sheets resemble credit applications because they are doing an underwriting practice. However, the two have their differences. Chris Ring is with NACM Secure Transaction Services. He says that job accounts justify the credit against a piece of property that is being improved rather than the credit limit of the customer based on their financial integrity.
From a job information standpoint, the next hurdle is what statute do you have to abide by? Is it the mechanics lien statute? Is it the bond claim statute? Is it the commercial statute? Is it the residential statute? Is there an offshoot condominium statute? All of that comes into play.
Mitigating risk is top of mind for construction creditors when it comes to infrastructure projects. Whether it is a public or private project, you must know where your money and supplies are going. Alyssa Brown is a credit manager at Koch Air LLC. She uses job information sheets to get to know all those involved in the project to secure her lien rights.
Our job information sheet is pretty lengthy, I guess. Maybe not so much compared to some others, but we ask for quite a bit of information up front. Obviously, we ask for project address. We need to know where our equipment's going, the value of that project, who the general contractor is, if there is one, who owns the property, whether our customer is the owner, the GC, a sub, or another material supplier. We ask if our customer issued us a PO or if they signed our quote because we require that they do one or the other.
You can check out the full story in eNews. To learn more about job information sheets, you can visit NACM Secure Transaction Services or contact Chris Ring at chrisr@nacm.org. That's all for this week's episode of Extra Credit. We will be back next Friday, but until then, be sure to follow us on Twitter and LinkedIn. In the meantime, you can check out our upcoming webinar, Do You Know Who You Are Selling To? On April 22nd.